Audio Boom, this is Salwa here. Everything's going to change on this platform soon, and I don't know whether it's already changed, and this is a completely futile attempt at recording a boo before it all does. I may well have missed the boat. I've been away for quite a while, so I haven't looked at Audio Boom at all, and I haven't been near a Wi-Fi, and bloody blah. So, I want to talk about three things. My daughter, Trifle, and postpartum psychosis. So, first thing is my daughter Amelia. She is now 5 months old. She is beautiful and she is absolutely just the most adorable thing I've ever seen, apart from obviously my eldest daughter Alice, who's gorgeous as well. Alice is now six. Anyone that's followed me will see some of the boos that I've put both of her, featuring her as a star of the show, and then talking about her and my journey through postnatal mental illness, and how I managed to fight through that illness and become a good mum to Alice, basically. I mean, I'm not saying I'm the best mum in the world, but I know that I try really hard with her, and I always have. And the same goes for my second daughter, Amelia. So in light of the fact I was ill after Alice was born and had to go to counselling and talk about my issues with her and how it made me feel and how it overturned all these issues in my life and bloody, bloody, blah, and it transformed me and opened the door on a whole can of worms. But anyway, in light of that experience, I decided that I was going to get everything in place before Amelia was born as much as possible. So I was going to get all my support networks in place and I was going to make sure that the GP knew about me and who I was and what I needed. So I had, before Amelia was born, I had a counsellor in place all ready to go. I had actually visited her a few sessions before. And then I had a volunteer from an organisation called Home Start Glasgow South. And she was absolutely brilliant. She's still with me, not right this second, but she's with me once a week. She comes over and she comes to help do some of the tasks that, as a blind person, I find a bit tricky, such as matching socks, checking out new venues for safety, going to new shops or something that I don't know where they are, such as dry cleaners and things to put school blazers in, sorting out school uniforms, sewing, things like that. A whole bunch of other things too that she's just brilliant at. She also gives me a bit of emotional support as well, so that's really handy. And I had these two things all in place. I had resolved that I was going to try breastfeeding, but I wasn't going to get fanatical about it, and I wasn't going to express, whatever the cost, I wasn't going to express, and I was just going to move Amelia onto the bottle. If the breastfeeding didn't work out, I would give her formula. Of course, nothing's ever as you plan, is it? So when she was born, I had a very smooth labour and it was very natural, really. It was minimal intervention and it was great. I then went through a few weeks of breastfeeding and it became apparent that it wasn't really working out. So I was gutted because, I mean, we forged such a good bond through the breastfeeding and we'd really, really connected together. And bonding had been something I'd found quite difficult with Alice because of the pain of breastfeeding. But I persevered through that pain with Amelia, and she was, you know, she really was great. And she did learn how to do it without pain. And we managed together to do it. And she started putting on weight and she started to thrive, really. But then it became apparent, like I say, after a few episodes of mastitis that the milk wasn't transferring properly and that she wasn't latched on correctly and that I, no matter how hard I tried, couldn't actually get her to do it. And it seemed that every way I tried just didn't work, and there was only about two people that could ever get her on anyway. One of them was a health visitor and the other one was a lactation consultant. So I thought, God, well, you know, if these guys can only just get her on and they can't always succeed, then what hope have I got? Anyway, so I carried on sort of periodically breastfeeding her and still getting really sore breasts and having mastitis and all this kind of stuff. So I decided that I was going to introduce a bottle. And I introduced a bottle. And of course, as my older daughter was, Amelia was now allergic to milk. So we found out that she was allergic to Aptamil. So we put her onto a formula called Neocate, which is a hypoallergenic milk. And to me, she seemed allergic to that too. So I started freaking out, thinking, what the heck is she going to eat? And I don't have any idea what she's going to eat at all. And how am I going to feed her? And bad things are going to happen. And I'm not going to be able to control it. And it's all going to go wrong. And it's all my fault because I can't breastfeed because I'm blind. So no pressure whatsoever. So in light of all these mental views, I decided that I was going to do the unspeakable and express. So I started expressing. And at first it was just a couple of times a day. And my partner was like, no, please don't do this. You're going to end up really poorly. You know what happened last time. You don't want to go down that road again, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't listen. And I started expressing every night, twice a night. And I expressed through the day as well. And it got to a point where I was expressing every 2 hours, for an hour each time, with a double pump from the hospital. And I was really, really gutted that after a while, my milk supply seemed to be dipping. And with the dip in milk supply came a dip in mood. And what happened then was unspeakably scary, because really quickly I started to feel wrong inside. And I thought, oh, this just isn't right. And I thought, God, maybe I'm experiencing postnatal depression. Okay, I've been here before. I know what it's like. It's not very nice, but it will pass. So I go about my business, carry on expressing, carry on doing everything, paying no heed to the fact my body started to give me warning signs, you know, that things weren't going right. I just carried on and said, no, no, she must have the best. She will have exclusively breast milk and she will not have formula. And I will do my damnedest to make sure that that happens at all costs. And whatever the cost to me, I will make sure that she gets breast milk. So I did. And she had breast milk for 2 weeks exclusively. And she'd had quite a lot before that as well. I mean, you know, I feed her formula only when I didn't have enough milk. So she had loads of breast milk, absolutely tons of it. And I carried on doing it despite these dips in mood and all these weird things that started to happen to me. Like the room started to spin periodically, or it started to rock and tilt. And then I started to feel an impending sense of something really horrible about to happen. I started to feel sick, I started to feel dizzy, I started to feel just poorly in general, and really just wrong in my brain and wrong in my mind. I felt like I was out of control of my brain and I didn't feel real, and I felt like I was coming away from my body, and it was just horrible, absolutely horrible, and I had no idea what it was. And I said to my partner, I think I need to visit the doctor. So I went to the doctor's when I got home from my mum's, because I'd been staying at my mum's for a couple of weeks. I got home from my mum's, went to the doctor. By the time that I got to the doctor, I was absolutely beside myself with panic and fear and vertigo and sleeplessness, and I just felt wrong, completely wrong, and I felt like a stranger in my own body and mind. So I went into doctors and I told him everything, all my symptoms, and told him how I was feeling. And he said, I think you need to be seen today. So off I trotted to the perinatal psychiatric team at the local mother and baby unit. And they talked to me and they said, well, you just seem really tense and anxious. And I think actually what you need to do is to go home, have a sleep, start eating properly, start drinking properly, and really just look after yourself. And we're going to give you some diazepam to tide you over so that you can relax. I was like, okay, I don't take medication. I've never taken medication in my life, but I'll just take it home and bin it or whatever. You know, I won't need it. I won't need the diazepam. I'm fine. So I go home, and within about 2 hours of being at home and playing with my lovely baby and Alice, my older daughter, I started to experience really alarming anxiety, a feeling of plummeting to hell, and actually really a feeling of being completely and utterly detached from myself. And the room was spinning at this point and tilting and tipping and rocking, and I was just feeling absolutely despondent and just completely out of control of myself and my senses. I thought there was milk in my brain that had travelled from my breasts all over my body and was poisoning me. I started to believe that I was going to die. I started to say that I would never get better, and that I thought that I was suffering from sleep deprivation and that I had destroyed my brain. So